The bill would allocate $5 million from this year's state budget to pay for the Colorado Family Planning Initiative. It's a program that helps low-income women access birth control at health clinics across the state. The initiative launched in 2009 with a $23 million donation, but those funds are drying up. The state credits the program for helping to reduce teen pregnancy rates by 40% between 2009 and 2013, and it's helped 30,000 women to get intrauterine devices known as IUDs. Some conservative lawmakers say the implants cause abortions. State House Republican Don Corum of Montrose, who co-authored the legislation, refutes that idea.
A copper IUD also works as a spermicide, so there's also with it as the hormone that actually prevents ovulation. So, you know, if you don't have a fertilized egg, it's certainly not something that is going to cause an abortion.
Corum acknowledges that this could be a divisive bill within his own party.
Well, I think there'll be opposition, but there's also Republican lawmakers that are supporting it.
Corum has also introduced a separate bill aimed at teen pregnancy and dropout prevention. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.